All right, Alexander, we have two Supreme Court rulings, two different cases, two different rulings. There's a lot of talk about these rulings that they were a blow to U.S. President Trump, but you don't see it that way.
No.
You sent me an article earlier in the day via Andrew McCarthy, who also doesn't see it that way.
Let me
just read you the title of the article, because I think Andrew McCarthy sums it up well. It's a short title. He sums it up well. Supreme Court's rulings on Trump subpoenas. Ho hum. So I think you'll get into all the details right now. I think the bottom line is, okay, some stuff went against Trump, but there's some good in it as well. There's some good in the rulings as well. But in the end of the day, they're pretty meaningless.
I think they're pretty meaningless. But can I just, before I say anything about that, say that the way this man, Donald Trump, has been hounded is just beyond belief. I mean, this business of going after his tax returns is what lawyers call a fishing expedition. It's simply an attempt by the Democrats and by politicized prosecutors. Cyrus Vance Jr. is a politicized prosecutor in this case, to rummage around his tax papers to see if they can find something that they can use against Donald Trump. People's tax affairs are usually considered in the United States and in most countries to be a very strictly private matter. So, I mean, you know, what I'm going to say should in no sense be considered to countenance what the Congress, the Democrats in Congress and Cyrus Vance are up to. I think it's absolutely disgraceful. It's completely shocking. And I think there should be, and perhaps one day will be, legal consequences for it, though I'm not absolutely confident of that, because the legal system in the United States seems to me to be in the first stages of disintegration. But that's another story. Let's just deal with these two decisions. The first decision, which relates to Cyrus Vance's request for Donald Trump's tax returns. Cyrus Vance claims that he is investigating the question of, you know, these payoffs to these two, I'm going to call them call girls. We remember the story, former playmates or whatever they were, in order to find, presumably, if Donald Trump has engaged in some sort of
Stormy Daniels,
Karen McDougal. Exactly that one. I mean, it's a fishing expedition to try and find out whether, to try and discover some sort of evidence of campaign finance violations. Donald Trump committed no campaign finance violations in that case. He has an absolutely cast iron defense, even if he did pay money to these two women, in that he did so on legal advice. That legal advice was provided by his lawyer, Michael Cohen, who was acting for him in that matter. If Michael Cohen gave him wrong advice, that's a problem for Michael Cohen. It's not a problem for Donald Trump. As I said, this is a fishing expedition. It is nothing less. There are no real grounds for this investigation. Having said this, Cyrus Vance is a prosecutor. I understand he's not a federal prosecutor. He's a prosecutor in New York. He has great powers as a prosecutor to conduct investigations. There is a long-standing case authority in the United States going all the way back to the start of the Republic that a president can be investigated. He may be immune from prosecution, but that doesn't mean that he is immune from investigation. These are two different things. So Vance has a right as a prosecutor to provide, to have those tax returns. Those tax returns, however, have to be kept confidential, because they will now be part of grand jury material. And as such, it would be a very serious felony indeed, extremely serious, for them to be disclosed. That's the first thing. Now, and I say that, I get to make a few further points about disclosure. Now, the second set of requests for these tax returns have been made by various Democratic Party committees, congressional committees, which are currently controlled by the Democrats. Again, This is a ludicrous fishing expedition, appalling harassment of Donald Trump. There have been various decisions in various lower courts upholding those congressional subpoenas. The Supreme Court has said those decisions are wrong, and it has kicked it back into those courts. So there will be continuing battles over that right up to and beyond the election. It's not going to affect the election. These two decisions, in theory, prevent disclosure of the contents of these tax returns until long after the election, if at all. However, the reality is everybody involved has seen these tax returns. Let's be absolutely clear about this. We know that the Mueller investigation, the Mueller team have seen these tax returns. We know that we can be absolutely sure that once these tax returns are provided to Cyrus Vance, sooner or later, they will start to appear in dribs and drabs in the media, despite the fact that, you know, the Supreme Court has said that, you know, they're confidential, they remain under the grand jury and all this. I mean, Trump can apply for injunctions to stop their release, but in some form or other, they will be released. However, doing so would be one against the law. We've seen how much that matters in the United States. But two, there isn't anything in these tax returns. I've already said that, you know, with the Stormy Daniels McDougal case, there is no actual case against Donald Trump anyway. And in relation to other things, well, as I said, Mueller and his people have already been through the tax returns. If Mueller and his people have been through the tax returns, so has Adam Schiff, so have all those people. There is nothing in them. Had there been anything in them, we would know about it by now. So this is a much ado about nothing. The Supreme Court decisions are right in themselves. They're legally right in themselves. They don't change anything legally. What we need to understand, however, about this story is the incredible harassment that this man, who is president of the United States, trying to lead the United States in a time of crisis, is being continuously subjected to. And if the United States had a properly functioning legal system, certainly in the case of the Cyrus Vance case, I would be advising Donald Trump to apply for all those proceedings to be struck out, because clearly they're not founded on anything. But clearly the United States doesn't have such a functioning legal system, which is preventing that from happening. So fishing expeditions, gross harassment of Donald Trump, invasions of his privacy, all of those things. But in terms of these decisions themselves, I would disagree with Andrew McCarthy in the sense that I think, in one respect, in that he seems to see these as legal defeats for Trump, but inconsequential ones. I would say that they have again established the principle of privacy over these tax returns, which is what this is all arguably about. But in reality, they change nothing.
So, to sum it all up, the Cyrus Vance and these guys, these prosecutors and judges, the DNC, the Democrats, just want these tax returns so they could then work with the media, the mainstream media, and just smear Trump relentlessly for the next 4 months. That's it.
That's it.
Proving
that's
nothing really. Proving just, nothing really. You know, little dribbles and trickles of.
Yeah.
Of news that'll go on Rachel Maddow or Chris Hayes or Jake Tapper. And, you know, it'll just be smear jobs against Trump for the next 4 months based on
They will dig around. They will find, I mean, there's always something they will find. With a man who runs a huge business like Donald Trump does and has, you know, all kinds of activities, they will always find something that they will take away and make a huge fuss about. And, you know, the New York Times will have its headlines and the Washington Post will have its headlines and Rachel Maddow will be, you know, in her usual form and CNN will do vast, you know, documentaries about it.
Town halls.
And when you drill down It'll be nothing. I mean, this has been the consistent story ever since Donald Trump announced in 2015 that he was a candidate for the president of to be elected president of the United States. It's this endless, constant, appalling harassment, cruel harassment of this man and of his family. As a human being, I am shocked for him. As somebody who follows legal decisions very carefully, I can say that these have no real consequence. As for the political damage to the United States, well, Americans need to think about that. And they need to ask themselves, how would you feel if your tax returns were made into a political issue in this way?
Yeah, well, they decided they're going to burn the whole thing down. I mean, I sent you a video with Roger Stone interview on Mark Dice.
Absolutely. Just feel
so bad for the guy, what they've done to him. Of course, we'll do another video on Flynn. The Democrats have decided they'll burn the whole United States down in order to get to Trump.
Absolutely. I mean, can I just say, I mean, a gross abuse. These congressional subpoenas are a gross abuse of congressional power. Well, I mean, yeah, I still don't know what the Democrats think, what evidence the Democrats say they have, that there's anything in those tax returns that is important and which it is in the public interest to know. They've never said that. I mean, we have this generalized story that, you know, Trump is hiding something. What is he supposed to be hiding? I mean, you know, what is being investigated here? It's never actually said. At least Cyrus Vance is saying he's investigating something. He's got to say that because prosecutors can't just engage in fishing expeditions. But the Democrats in Congress have never really done that. They've never given a real reason why they want to see those tax returns. I mean, they've given, you know, 50 reasons, but none of them make sense. You know, that he's borrowed money from Deutsche Bank. Well, so he did. Maybe he did. What of it? You know, that he's had a, you know, that he runs a business. Maybe he did that too. As I said, that Congress is being used in this way to conduct harassment and a fishing expedition against the country's most senior elected official is something which should fill Americans with shame.
Well, you had the former U.S. president and the Democrat presidential candidate go after another presidential candidate in the form of Obama, Hillary.
Well, there you go. This is a continuation of that. I mean, it's just the same old story that we've been hearing now for not just 4 years, 5 years since 2015.
Yeah, it's just more ammunition. You know, they're just gonna. Absolutely. Trump is a sexist. He paid these women off. He's a racist. He's a Russian puppet. It's just more ammunition, so they could just keep on pushing these stupid narratives they've been pushing for 4 years now.
Absolutely.
And people believe there's a good chunk of the population that believes it.
Of course they do, because they hear it every day, and of course they are open to hearing them, to believing that sort of thing. I mean, some of them because they're Democrats, some of them because they're liberals, some of them because they believe a lot. You know, they're easily led, and always believe the worst of people, which is, I'm afraid, a very common problem in the human condition. I still think most Americans, or at least a large proportion, and maybe not most Americans, but a critical mass of Americans, have become increasingly skeptical of these stories. But, you know, whether I'm right about that, we will see.
Let's hope. We will see. All right. Alexander Barakuris, Editor-in-Chief of The Duran. Thank you very much, guys. If you like this video, click on the subscribe button down below. Click on that like button as well, and also drop us a comment as well as to how you like this video, what you think of this video. Also donate to us on PayPal, Patreon, and Subscribestar. Your donation really helps us out a lot. And go to the Duran shop, pick up some magic mugs. We've got all kinds of great new magic mugs. And yes, we do. There's the American flag, the new double-headed eagle American flag mug, beautiful mug. And we'll do also a very, very quick shout out to our friends at Patriotic Legacy. They have the Patriot Beacon 3 contest running right now. When you use the code Duran20 at checkout on the Patriotic Legacy website, link in the description box down below, you will get 20% off any purchase you make. They ship internationally, and you'll automatically be entered into the contest where you can win a free flashlight, a monkey fist ball, tactical pen. They got all kinds of great prizes. So go to the Patriotic Legacy and enter the contest as well, Alexander.
Indeed. I mean, here it is. This is the Patriot Beacon, made by our friends of Patriotic Legacy in the United States. The best torch or flashlight in the world. It's got an amazingly powerful beam, as you can see there. You can dim it. So if you have it, you know, people around you, you know, you're not blinded by them. If you're walking on a road in a dark place and you want to alert people to your presence, you can make it flash like that. It's got all of these enormously useful qualities. It's got a compass, so if you get lost, you can find your bearings very quickly. It's got an alarm system, so that if you want to alert people to where you are, you can do it. It's amazingly useful thing. It's solar powered, so you don't have to worry with batteries, and it never lets you down. And it's got a port you can use to recharge your other appliances, your smartphone or your tablet or your laptop, if they ever run out. And of course, it's also very useful if you have it in a car and you find yourself either in an accident or you have to help somebody who's been in an accident. You can break the windscreen there. And of course, you can also cut people out of their seatbelts with this seatbelt cutter. And it's got a magnet, so you can stick it on the side of your car, or as I do in my cellar when I'm not using it. So you can see what an enormously useful torch flashlight it is. Without question, the best torch flashlight in the world, not just because it does all these amazing things, which it does superbly, but because it is so well made, so rugged, so strong, that it immediately gives you confidence. And it is, as Alex says, the Swiss Army knife of flashlights. So, beautiful thing. That's the other thing I'd quickly say. You can get it from our friends at Patriotic Legacy, Patriot Beacon. Alex will remind you quickly at the end of this program how to get one. And I showed you, we've now got in our shop all sorts, a huge new range of products coming out. We've spoken often about our amazing magic mugs. We've been talking about the United States on this program, a country with which we both have strong connections. Alex has lived there and studied there, I believe, and I have been there, and I have great feelings for the country. And here it is, you could see it's got the flag of the United States. It makes me sad that we have to do programs of the kind we've done today, because I think the United States is still a country that deserves so much better. And we don't just have, can I just say, American flags. We've now got flags of many countries. We have Australia, which is another country. I've never actually been to Australia, but I know lots of people in Australia, and being also British, because I live in Britain, we have very strong connections with our friends in Australia, who we have great and very strong and warm feelings towards. And of course, we also have our own Duran mug there, which you can see with its new shield. And we also have, this is our other country, which is Greece, and you have the Greek flag. So you have all these amazing mugs. I've spoken often about their extraordinary quality. I will say quickly again, they are the best mugs in the world, and I speak as an expert, having run through lots of mugs. There's also lots of great new shirts coming up. I'm eagerly waiting for mine. They're all 100% cotton, all of exceptional quality. You will also find, as well as shirts, hats, hoodies, and stickers, and a growing library of ebooks. They're all in our shop. Alex will tell you how to access them and how to get yourself, again, a Patriot Beacon.
Just go to the Patriotic Legacy website. You'll find the link in the description box underneath this video to enter the contest for the Patriot Beacon 3. And you'll also find the link to the Duran Shop, theduranshop.com, to pick up some of those really cool new magic mugs. Alexander Mercuris, thank you very much. Until next time, everybody, take care.